Bulldog, great to have you in as always. It's been a sad couple of days for rugby league, losing a legend in John Sattler, and particularly a legend there at Souths.
Yeah, good morning, Mido, Laurie, Clarkey, certainly.
Good morning, buddy.
Has been a very sad couple of days for rugby league, a true icon, and there's not many players in the game, men, where you just say the name and it conjures up images. And when you say Sattler, you just know that stands for toughness. And I always love the story in that grand final in 1970 when John Sleepy Bucknell broke his jaw in three places. This is how tough Sattler was. He said to Mike Cleary, "Hold me up because I don't want the bastards to know that I'm not feeling great."
Unreal.
That's just tough. Yeah. It was a very sad day. I think a lot of people were touched by Sats over the years. Apart from being tough, rugged, fierce, ferocious on the footy field, they also called him Gentleman John because off field, he was just that, a thorough gentleman.
Quietly spoken, wasn't he?
Mm.
When you actually met him, I was telling the boys yesterday, you know, growing up, you hear the stories of Johnny Sattler and the great St George teams and the South Sydney Rabbitohs players. And then when you actually get to meet them after the stories, you just can't match it up. You go, surely this can't be that person that they all speak about so highly of, because he was such a genuine, thoughtful, quiet sort of fella.
I heard someone yesterday, Laurie, and it just eluded me, saying that you would watch him at Redfern and he would go as hard as any player in the world in terms of aggression, and then you'd go out after the game and you'd see Sats walking an old lady across Chalmers Street to the Leeds Club. It's just who he was. And it's the same in the next era with his son Scott, absolute champion bloke. And, of course, all our condolences go out to Scott and the Sattler family.
Bulldog, do we do enough for our... It's not legends of our game, but it's like just the athletes and the people that have come before us. Do we do enough for them and pay enough respect while they're alive? Like, I feel like we do this regularly with in life in general. When somebody passes, then we look to celebrate their legacy or celebrate what they've given us. Do we do enough of this while they're alive? Like, why don't we talk about, you know, why are we so scared to, I don't know, pump people up and put them on a pedestal and thank them? And, you know, I know, yeah, you can only name so many people, cause so many grandstands after people or build so many statues. I'm not saying that, but I'm just, in general, our chat, it seems like we have to wait till somebody passes away before we get the comfort to be able to praise them, which I think is bullshit.
Yeah, I guess that's just life, isn't it, Clarkey?
In general,
we all do that.
Like, you've been in the media for, you know, such a long period of time. Is there not a space? Is there not a place where we should do this more often?
We do, to be fair, have the immortals, and we have a Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And each club's got life members. So yep. I guess that is a starting point to recognise
the traits of
what these legends did before us. I always feel, though, Clarkey, I'm in my early 50s now. I remember the players who played in the 70s and 80s. Loz, you're same age roughly as me. But when we move on, that era back then sort of gets forgotten a bit because we in the media have moved on.
Yeah, okay. Somebody younger comes in.
Don't know that era. And that's fine. It's not their fault either. It's just a revolving cycle of life, Clarkey.
Mm. Yeah.
But there are players who are passing away now who I knew, and I'm writing tributes to them in the paper, but I fear that in 10 years' time when I've moved on, will they be remembered? Mm. Who will know those people? What do you do? It's just the cycle of life, isn't it?
Mm. We also lost another former rugby league player yesterday, Bulldog. Kyle White, former West Magpies, Bulldogs and Steelers player.
Yeah, went to England, played for Widnes and Workington Town too, Laurie. Tough prop. Kyle had his issues and demons in life. I know his brother Josh, who also played for the Magpies, a terrific little halfback. He posted on social media, I think 3 years ago, saying that Kyle had gone missing. They found Kyle in the Queensland town of Warwick. He was homeless at the time. Josh went and got Kyle and obviously tried to get him back on his feet. All I know at this point, Laurie, is that Kyle was found had passed away in his sleep at his Penrith home on, I think it was Sunday night. Very sad, 53 years old, tough player. We just watched a video of Kyle, didn't we, when he was playing for the Bulldogs, and there weren't many tougher. I think he played about 96, 7 games of first grade through England and Australia. But very sad to lose anybody, but at 53, that's far too young.
It's going to be some occasion, isn't it, Saturday night for the South Manly game at Accor Stadium. There's going to be a stack of tributes for sure, as there should be, though, to the great John Sattler.
Yeah, isn't it ironic that Manly play South the first game
1970 grand final
after John passes away? But you'd imagine there would be large screen tributes. Hopefully some of the old boys will be at the ground, maybe even forming a guard of honour for the current team. I'd imagine there'd be black armbands. South Sydney are very, very good at these moments, the times of need and condolence. I had an email from Russell Crowe yesterday. There's a story in today's paper. Russell talking about how he first met John and how he spoke to John about the takeover in 2006 and how he sort of really wanted John's approval to push forward with the proposal, which of course did win in the end. So that shows you how much John Sattler meant to South, that Russell Crowe, who is a Academy Award winner, or, you know, needed and wanted John Sattler's approval before pushing ahead. And they became good friends after it. And Russell also pointed out a photo. He said there is no more South Sydney than the photo of John Sattler embracing Sam Burgess after South won the 14 grand final. Sam had a black eye, cheekbone fracture, Clive Churchill medal around his neck, and there's John Sattler with him. It was an image that will always be remembered, not only in rugby league, but certainly in the history of South Sydney.
Okay, so we've got Parramatta Penrith tomorrow night, the grand final rematch. Ryan Madison, why wasn't he able to reverse that decision, which you've written extensively about in the Telegraph?
I did a bit of digging around, Middo, about this story over the last day or two and found out that the code, the NRL code, simply does not allow, legally, anyone to reconsider their initial plea. You plead guilty, you get your suspension, that's it. Parramatta, to their credit, tried five times through their CEO, through their football manager, through their chairman, spoke to Andrew Abdo, Peter Villanis. They did what they should have done and tried desperately to get Ryan Madison to reverse that decision so he would pay the fine and not accept the three games. But every avenue they went, they were told clearly that it just cannot be done. There's no avenue available for that decision to be reversed. It's a regrettable decision. No doubt Parramatta's disappointed. Ryan, maybe in hindsight, might be disappointed. I guess we wouldn't be talking about it as such a topical issue had Parramatta won one or two games, but the point is that they are none and three, and Ryan is back this week. So for all the talk about Ryan being on the booze and concussion, that's all fair. It's all legitimate, but it doesn't matter. He could not have made that decision be reversed. The rules simply do not allow it.
It's a big game, isn't it, for Parramatta? I mean, they could be staring down the barrel of 0-4, and you'd nearly think if it's 0-4, it's going to be a massive ask then to make final or play finals footy.
Two phone calls yesterday, Loz. I won't tell you who they're from. Both calls saying that they have little spies in and around Parramatta, and they reckon that Parramatta are ready for an ambush. They think that Parramatta players know the importance and they are going to come out and absolutely let rip. So, if you've got a few bucks,
well, if
go
you're
to
not,
the tab.
If you're not on now, none from three. If you are not turning up the training going, listen, if we lose this game, take my house.
No, that's your attitude.
You are walking out there willing to die for your team.
I'm just saying that some games you're up a bit more than others. You guys,
mate.
You guys know that.
Thanks for the scoop.
Yeah, we're
none,
up. Well,
none from three.
I know that. But
if you're
what
not
I'm
up
saying,
now, you're in deep trouble.
It's an ambush. I'm giving you a tip. Okay. Either you back them or you don't. Okay. But don't sit here next Wednesday going, dog, well, I wish I'd back Parramatta.
Are they good enough? Forget all of a sudden they're up. What were you doing the first 3 weeks? But anyway, you're up this week.
Well, they're
are they good
by
enough?
Four in three successive games.
Got it. So clearly let's say they get into the exact same situation. We had Gutho on the other day. Loz asked him straight. Okay, so you know this is your area where you need to improve. But what are you doing about it? Because Gutho said pretty clearly that he feels like it's been consistent in those three games. It's the individual moment where you're just making a mistake or an error and it's letting the team down. Gutho's probably the one that's been brilliant. He's been leading from the front. But what's going to make it different this week? What are they doing to make it different this week?
Well, it depends on the opposition. It depends on the time of the game. It depends on multiple factors during the game, as you know, Loz.
Aren't they playing the best team in the comp?
But you can't just flick the button, Clarke, and say, we'll win this week.
But you're telling me that's actually what they're doing. There's the whispers around
saying,
there's
an ambush.
No, Bulldogs saying there's value in Parramatta.
No, I didn't hear Bulldog say the word value. I heard the word ambush. I'm saying, so you're telling me they're now going to flick a switch. I'm saying
they will be up and at them. What are they paying, Middo?
$3.15. They're up and at them at Manly.
You can say all you want. You'll gang up on me. Go on, gang up. Do what you normally do every Wednesday.
We love you.
But when they win,
I'll say you were right.
Thank you, Clarke.
But then I'll also say, hang on. So now I'll say, so you can flick a switch. Because they were up last week and the week before and the week before. But
were they up last week?
Mate.
Against Manly.
They'd lost the first two.
I'm just saying, what is up?
Well, they were emotionally attached to the game. They just weren't good enough to clinch it in the big moments.
And aren't they playing a better team this week?
The last 3 games.
The Panthers looked last weekend like they're back to their best.
I'm sorry I brought it up. I'm only trying to give the punters out there a bit of value.
You know what, Paul?
I won't bother next
week.
Oh,
now you mentioned value. Where was the
I'll
value?
I'll go on another radio station. They appreciate me.
You mate, have been ambushed here by them.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Bibs and ambush. I'm going to have a pineapple on them. There
you go. No, I'll probably stick some money on them as well.
I'll bib and bub over here.
I hope you are right, Bulldog, because I think Loz is spot on. If Parra don't win this weekend, and I know they're playing a good Panthers outfit who looked the best they looked last week, they're
at least you confront me, Clucky. Bugger likes to sit there with a snarl on his face, staring at me as if to say you're an idiot. That's
you know, they're up this
don't
week.
Stare at him like that.
They're up this week.
I reckon they could win.
Parra's up this week.
Right. What do you mean? I just stared at you.
You do. You just stare at me with that look on your face as if to say the think bubble is you're an idiot.
And I'll prove it correct.
And generally you say it as well.
I want your headline, told you so. I want your exclusive, told you so, when Parra beat the Panthers.
I want texts from all three of you at full time.
Are you backing Parra to beat Penrith?
Yes.
I'm with him.
Oh, you got no choice now. You've had your head up his backside. Of course you've got no choice.
Oh, that's a terrible thought. We're going to have to take a break.
Not only for you, what about me?
Dean Bulldog Richie in the studio. Give us a call, by the way. Bulldog's happy to take
any support out there?
13-53-53.
Glory boy, Australian captain.
There's some support. Are Tigers up for an ambush, Clarkey? No, I'm not seeing much support here, Bulldog.
Fair enough.
Not yet. You've got my support, though.
Thanks. That's all that matters,
Mido.
That's all that matters.
Now, a core stadium, the surface, because, you know, there's been a lot of toe-tapping going on there to the likes of Harry Styles and Ed Sheeran. What's going on with it? Because I know there are big complaints down in Melbourne about the MCG surface with the AFL season starting. So how's a core looking after a lot of boogieing going on?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good, Middo. What they've done is that they knew that a summer of concerts would obviously take a toll. You mentioned Ed Sheeran, Harry Styles, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Guns N' Roses, someone called Post Malone, who I don't know, Clarkey. You
Post
might know
Malone.
That.
Yeah, I've
you
heard of Post Malone? Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. A few tattoos, probably too many for your liking.
No, I'm not a tattoo man. Mm. So, they, as in our core, decided to have some grass being grown, I guess is the right word, in Western Sydney, and they've shipped it in. Once the concerts are over, it's been totally relayed. The surface, the irrigation system has been improved and increased at a cost, I might add, of $1 million. But it does mean that the surface will be in pristine condition for the first game at a core, which is the Saturday night game we discussed, Middo, South Manly, and then from there on, obviously the football season's in full swing. It'll get its wear and tear, but going into the season, it's been fully revamped, done up the playing surface, and there shouldn't be any problems with footing or injuries.
What did you make of the Felice Kafusi suspension? 4 weeks.
I thought it was harsh.
Ridiculous,
yeah,
isn't it?
On face value. And there's a million variables now, Mido. There's loading, there's carryover points and all that. We can go through all that. And it's very complicated, confusing. But it just doesn't pass the pub test in my eyes. He was committed to the tackle. I wouldn't have suspended him at all. I just think
it was
a
penalty at most.
A penalty and, you know, let's get on with the game. Yeah. But for 4 weeks. I thought Joseph Suoli'i's tackle was worse. And he got a fine, didn't he, Loz?
Yeah, he did. And the issue we always speak about is consistency. We're never going to get consistency, but just on face value alone, you look at that Kafusi tackle. I looked at it and went, look, if you're going to suspend him, possibly a week, but let's not overreact. And I think with 4 weeks, that's a big overreaction. I know there's different circumstances and loadings, or not loadings, but, you know, they're going to plead for a downgrade. They didn't get that. They get the extra week. But I just thought it was way over the top.
It's a tough game, rugby league. It is a tough game. And you, as a playmaker, if you want to dig into the line, you're going to have to cop a whack. That's part of the deal in putting the number 7 jersey on your back. And Sean O'Sullivan copped a whack.
Yeah, I can't.
Game set match, it's all over. Everyone move on.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you, mate. I think that Jackson Hastings, you're talking about.
Jackson Hastings, sorry. Yeah, yeah, Jackson sorry. Hastings, yeah. Apologies. Yeah. Yes.
No, I agree with you, mate. I didn't think it was worthy of a four match ban.
I did notice that Jackson got up, and look, I don't know whether he was injured or not.
No, he said he wasn't injured.
But he went through the old, you know, move my neck around, move my arm around, and they dragged him off the field. So as we discussed on the show last week, any of feigning of injuries these days is going to backfire because that's exactly what the independent doctor is looking for. People shaking their heads and pretending that they're crook, and they go, beautiful, come with me. You're off the field for 15 minutes. So at least if there's one good thing about the independent doctor, it'll take all those feigning of injuries out of our game because I think we're all unified in saying we hate it.
I know it was a report in the rival paper yesterday in the Herald.
I wouldn't have seen it then.
Anthony Griffin having to reapply for his job, Bulldog. If this report is correct, isn't his position untenable as of today?
Well, it's certainly a slap in the face for Hook, isn't it? This is for 2024.
Correct.
So he does have this year. And look, if Hook's got him humming along mid-season, he may well end up getting a contract extension. But to me, that's the writing on the wall for Anthony Griffin. And for them to come out publicly and say it, I figure that Hook knows he's on limited time there. I just get the feeling, and I might be wrong, and it's just my opinion, Loz, I'll ask you, no matter what Hook does this year, I just get the feeling they want to go in another direction.
Well, reading between the lines, yeah, you would say that, I suppose.
I mean, if they get a new coach, Laurie, for 24, when do they have to announce it? You've got to give that coach some time, don't you?
Well, you'd like to think he'll have an input into the players that they're going to bring to the club the next year. But again, it'll depend on who you want to coach and what style of coach are you after. Are you after a young coach that can relate a bit more to players? Are you after a hard-nosed coach that's really going to drive sort of different standards and be a bit older school, I suppose. But if you're looking at the list of coaches who are available, most of them are rookies that they're speaking about. You know, the guys like your Jason Rolls, your Ben Hornbys, your Dean Youngs. And then you've got the older, more experienced coach like a Flanagan, like a Madge McGuire. And even Dez's name's been mentioned to the Dragons. So I suppose it just comes down to what they're looking for and what will best suit the group of players that they've got.
I spoke to Dez yesterday. He's just annoying everybody and anybody that he can find.
Is he relaxed or not?
Yeah, he's relaxed, yeah. But he's annoying anybody who will pick up the phone.
Right. And he's keen to get back into it?
Yeah, he'd love to coach again.
Yep.
He knows that. And I still believe that any club in dire straits, could do a whole lot worse than say to Des Hasler, you got 2 years, Des. This is not a long-term gig, but get in there, clean it out, fix it up, tidy up the rough edges, take someone with you for the journey, and then hand over.
I think you could do a lot worse than Des Hasler. A club's going to cede complete control like the control that Des had at Manly. That's not going to happen again at another club.
But Des also knows me, though, that if that's... They are the perimeters to get that job for 2 years, and he's going to have to toe the line.
As for support on the text line, I'm with Loza. I'm with your Bulldog. Come on, the mighty Eels. Get there. That's from a lifelong Eels fan, Chriso at Albion Park.
Go on, yeah, Chriso.
Parramatta is just, well, says crap, but uses the other word, says kingy.
Kingy.
So that's the extent of the support you've got.
Well, there's no point debating this any longer because we've got the 7:30 news. We're already late.
Go the ambush.
But I will say this. Next
Zero
week.
0-3. Ambush. Next week. Ambush is on, boys. Ambush.
When I come into this studio.
Tigers are up this week as well. Yeah. Look out, Melbourne. Ambush.
I want the glory.
Look out, Melbourne.
I want the glory
coming.
Boys to grovel.
Right. Look out. The Tigers are up this week. Don't worry about that.
I want them to be on their knees. Begging for forgiveness.
Can't wait.
Come on, Parra.